This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A federal appeals court ruling last summer found the state cannot force northern Wisconsin tribes or their members to pay taxes on properties they own within reservation lands. The ruling is a victory for tribal sovereignty, but it also means fewer residents in towns and counties affected by the ruling are going to be paying property taxes. Danielle Kading has more.
A black lab pit bull mix named Animoosh barks at the door of Sandy Derrigan's home. Derrigan has been living on property in the town of Sanborn since 1979. For most of her life, she and her late husband Tom paid taxes on the land. But it turns out they never owed a dime.
Yeah, I paid taxes all those years. I'll never get it back. But my grandchildren, they're assured a permanent homeland. That's what's important.
The 66-year-old Derrigan is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and her land is on the reservation. In 2018, four northern Wisconsin tribes, including Bad River, sued the state and nearly a dozen towns in federal court, arguing that they were being illegally taxed. Last year, they won. A federal appeals court ruled lands that are part of the reservation can't be taxed. Derrigan was relieved.
We have our permanent homeland here without threat of forced removal, and that means there's no taxation here.
Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins Jr. says it also means tribal property can't be taken away.
There is a bit of a deep breath and a recognition of the change in reality that our tribal members who are private property owners within the reservation landscape, that their homes will not be foreclosed on and taken by state taxation processes.
The tribes argued the 1854 treaty that set aside their reservations gave them immunity from state taxation for all time. The state had argued that it could tax any land that had ever been sold to non-tribal members, even if the tribes later bought it back. When the ruling became final in November, 85% of taxable property in the Ashland County town of Sanborn was taken off the tax rolls, including Derrigan's land. That meant taxes skyrocketed for non-tribal residents. Sanborn resident Scott Breading told the Ashland County Board his property tax bill more than doubled from 2021. He paid roughly $22,000 last year.
Nobody said, you don't have to pay it, because if we didn't pay it, they would have foreclosed on our house.
Ashland County and four other counties expect to collect $1.8 million less in revenue over the next 2 years, and they'll lose $3.6 million in payments tribal members withheld while their lawsuit was pending. Bayfield County Administrator Mark Abels-Allison says they're lobbying lawmakers for state aid.
We think that it's a bigger picture issue and that there should be a role that both the state and federal government plays in assisting our communities.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed roughly $1.1 million in state funding under the next two-year state budget to aid towns and counties affected by the ruling. If that's included in the final budget, they would receive more than $500,000 in the first year, and that money would be phased out over 10 years. Republican Representative Chance Green of Grand View says he and other lawmakers are trying to negotiate a solution.
I believe that it is on us to help the counties and townships involved.
Derrigan sympathizes with non-tribal residents because she thinks everyone works hard to pass something on to future generations. But she says the tribe and its members have lost lands because they couldn't afford to pay taxes.
And truly, you know, if you're not a member, they shouldn't have been here to begin with. This was our land set aside.
As discussions are ongoing, Derrigan says the tribe is proposing its own tax on lands within the reservation. The proposal would exempt tribal members, but it would require non-tribal residents who own lakefront property to pay a 5% tax. It would also allow the tribal council to seize lands for any unpaid bills. Wiggins, the tribe's chair, says Bad River's tax proposal isn't meant to be adversarial toward non-tribal residents. He says they're just like any other government, trying to generate revenue so that they'll be able to survive moving forward. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.